Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards first. Scourin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball towards left. Brown catches it and throws to second to double up Berry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. McAuliffe scores. Cash moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Adair moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to third. Berry moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Orlando Pena now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Berry scores. Romano moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hicks pinch runs for John Romano. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Brown steals second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alkaline pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Alkaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lump hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-4 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-4 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Willie Horton now playing left field. Jim Northrup now playing Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.